Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is our ego sees lack and our soul sees abundance. So, do you think that it's true that our ego sees only lack? Like, it is our ego that sees the lack, right?
Good morning, Chas. So, yes, ego sees lack.
And period.
Yes. And the soul knows it has everything it needs. But most of us operate from ego. And so, you know, we always think we need more. Yeah. I always think of McDonald's supersizing it. and buffets. I think of buffets, you know, so much food, so much waste too, but so much food. Egos, there's never enough to satisfy the ego. It's like feeding the hungry lion. There's just never enough. So, yeah. Once you start feeding that hungry lion, you just have to keep feeding it, right? Yeah. And that's what we do for ourselves. We, you know, we buy more, we shop more, we eat more, you know, we want more instead of being content and satisfied and knowing that we have everything we need.
Yeah. Among other things, I just went through this with eating out. Like getting back in this rut of just eating out, then I want more. I think they put something in the food. I'm not really sure, but to make you want more of it. But I kind of went through that for like 2 weeks and I was like, I need to stop this. Like, yeah, it kind of made me want to keep doing it. Well, one, because it was easy and I didn't have to cook, but yeah.
So. Your body gets used to it and then it doesn't have a taste for healthy.
Yeah.
You lose your taste for healthy and you start craving junk. It's what you feed your body, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or you take a trip and then you're already planning the next one.
Oh my goodness, yes. That's a common thing that happens. Like, oh, trips. Yeah, next time.
Trip's not even over and you're on there searching for the next one.
Yes, I think you did that a little bit, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I was ready for the next one. Trip hadn't even ended yet.
I know. I can relate to having done that in the past, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Or wanting to move everywhere I visited. Oh, let's move here. Just go with fantasy. Never was going to move anywhere, but, you know, it was fun fantasizing.
Yeah. Yep. That's ego. So ego only knows lack.
Yeah, I mean, we can teach ourselves abundance, but it has to get in a deeper place because the mind, well, you know, it'll flip back.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just flip back to what it knows, what's familiar. And if you grew up in any kind of lack, whether it was lack of love, lack of attention, lack of anything, then, you know, there's still that lack inside of you. That's what has to change, is there has to be a shift deep inside of us. Affirmations are good. You know, it's a tool for entering that place, but we have to get it in deeper.
Yeah.
Just tell ourselves all the time, I have everything I need, rather than, okay, let's see. You know how you go on Amazon, you just start shopping, mm-hmm. scrolling. You know, it's just easy to do that.
Yep. It's been a process for me. I joke with you that is one of my core things, is everybody's going to leave. I'm going to be left all alone. Like that is my lack thinking. And it's always been there.
I was thinking of another thing you shared that you do is you go on Amazon and fill your cart with things in your cart that you don't buy.
Yeah.
Because you like the feeling. Obviously, you like the feeling, you're trying to fill something.
Don't want to spend the money, though.
Don't want to spend the money. That holds you back. But you know, like people collecting Pinterest boards. I mean, it's just a way to kind of, people that just spend a lot of time on Facebook or social media, just something to occupy the mind. Because why? Why do we want to occupy the mind?
Lonely.
Yeah, there you go, Jess.
I don't know if that's the answer for everybody, but it's the answer for me right now. So,
yes.
Lonely.
Yes, I think it's an answer for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Including myself, too.
Yep.
Yep. I've been meeting that part of myself this past week or so. It's very unpleasant. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I also, at the same time, don't have any place to, none of those things work anymore. Nothing works. Here's a big test, because I used to get so lost in caretaking. I would completely forget my problems. I'd forget everything. I'd completely forget me, probably.
Yeah.
But I would, I was really good with going with people to doctor's appointments and just, bringing them things. And I took care of my grandma all those years. And I was definitely a caretaker. And now that I'm caretaking my partner, I'm not digging it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't deflect whatever feeling I got. And that's what I must have been chasing, was the feeling. Not that I didn't care about people and want to support them. I would do that anyway. But still, there was a feeling went with it. Well, now there's no feeling. I'm still caretaking him, but I don't get that feeling that I guess I used to. Probably, like you said, the abandonment wound. There's so many ways that I have filled that wound. It's God, it's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I can't feel it anywhere, it's just interesting how many things I use to feel okay, just to feel okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ego's tricky.
Very tricky. Yes.
It's tricky. It is always in there trying to create some problem of some sort. And it does come to a lack of something, like it, in some way. Even fear. I mean, fear is a lack of love, right?
Yes, that's perfect. Yes, fear is a lack of love.
I think I just had a little epiphany moment there.
Yes, yeah. That was a good one, Chas.
It was, yeah. Yep. So I'm trying to stay out of the fear story with my bunny right now. He's limping. And so what would be, if I didn't play a fear story there and I just saw it through eyes of love and abundance, how would I see that situation?
Then you would evaluate the situation and decide that, okay, I need to, do something. I need to offer something more to my rabbit than what I have to give. Maybe take him to the vet. If your gut is telling you to just hold off and see what happens, then you follow that. But the important thing is that you don't vacillate back and forth all day. That will make you nuts.
Yeah.
When you go, I should, I shouldn't, I should, I shouldn't. You feel guilty if you don't.
Yeah.
Feel like it's wrong if you do. Like, it can make you nuts. Yeah. Right? The ego can just run with it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can just surrender it, surrender the ego, and just make a decision either this way or this way.
Yeah.
And then stick to it unless something changes.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
I made the decision to let it be, so I need to let it be.
Okay. Let it be.
Yeah.
And if there's something you need to do, it'll be revealed to you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It'll either stay the same, get better, or get worse. So those are the three ways it could go, I guess.
And my partner, who is also named Jack, we have been to the urgent care. We have been to the doctors. Now in physical therapy, coming to the house, first time I ever had that experience. And all the things I've given him, patches, prednisone, everything, nothing's helped. So all that sitting around going to, nothing's helped so far. Probably physical therapy at some point will hopefully kick in and be helpful. But all the medicine stuff, the prednisone, it didn't. No, good old heating pad.
Mm.
I could have figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good old heating pad and some Bengay sometimes and some ice, rotating heating pad ice, lanacane patches over the counter. Like, those are things that didn't even need to go to the doctor for. So, you know, but in that case, I mean, when you're in that much pain, you just go. But did they resolve anything? No. No, nothing's been resolved yet. He's still in just as much pain. Even with all the stuff that he's got, he's still in a lot of pain. So I don't know. So there we go. Two Jacks.
Yep.
Mine always went to the doctors, yours didn't.
Always aligned.
I know. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we say that a lot. I don't know if anyone understands that, but we are always aligned, even when we don't realize it. So.
Yes.
it's interesting.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
No, I just, before we forget, this is changing the topic for a second, but just want to mention that we had mentioned changing our podcast, but for this moment, we are going to let things be. So it will still be this podcast under this name, unless you're here differently. So, yeah.
Yeah. Work in progress there.
Yeah, it's just nothing need to do. Yeah. Either do it, don't do it, you know, but just don't vacillate back and forth. That's where ego gets us, when we start vacillating. We call it second guessing ourselves.
Yeah, you're right.
That is painful to second guess yourself.
I feel like that seems to be a theme with me lately. Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching you.
That is a theme with me lately, mm-hmm. on a lot of things.
Yeah. But to me, second guessing is just not trusting yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, we need to trust our decisions.
Yeah, you're right. That is what it comes down to. Because if you trusted yourself, you would just make the decision and you wouldn't second guess it.
Yeah,
that would be it. Yep. Yeah, you're right. I'm doing that in a lot of places with my son, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, no lack, abundance, you know. When I'm in nature, that's all I feel is abundance. I think that's why I love it there so much.
Yeah.
Even in the heat of the day when I'm just miserable and sweating, I can just go out there and see. Yesterday I saw a big old turtle and this really cool pink bird that we have in Florida that I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's called I'm just going to call it a rosette. I don't know how you say it.
No, I think that's right, Jess.
Yeah, rosette spoonbill. Doesn't that sound lovely? Mm-hmm. I saw one yesterday, and they feel kind of rare. But those are the moments of abundance for me. Like, those moments are the moments. Like, those are the moments in the day, like, that matter. The other stuff my head's doing the rest of the day, who cares? Like, those are the moments that matter.
Those are the moments you're connected to nature. You're in the moment.
Yeah. Right? Or with people, having those heart moments, mm-hmm. just truth moments, these moments. Those are the moments.
Yeah, you're right. Those are the moments.
All the other stuff, just a bunch of, I don't know, just a bunch of chitter chatter, I guess.
Yep. Chitter chatter, you're right.
What's your word today?
I have some things today that are a little challenging to do.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to pray for the peace of God today.
Good one.
The peace beyond understanding.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going with trust today.
Okay. Trusting you, trusting God, trusting life.
Trusting life, trusting God, trusting my process and the people and animals around me, their process too. I just want to trust the process.
Yes, trust life.
Trust life. I want to trust life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yep. Any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it today.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!